Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Elsie, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done! That's brilliant!
What's wrong with you?
There we go.
I like it. New year, new us.
Yeah,
new
did
voices.
You enjoy that?
Oh, loved it. It was teenager?
Teenager. This is... Hi, Rob and Josh. This is from... Good name. Helen... Oh, I don't... She's not put her surname in the at the end, so I won't use it from the email. God, what a start. Hi, Rob and Josh.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, mate. I suggest some things can be internalised on this show.
Yeah, well, I just... Rob, to be accused of not internalising enough from Rob Beckett is something else, I tell you. Rob... You've spent the last 10 years of your career just saying what comes into your head.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, that is me.
I'm just trying to be more Beckett. Be more Beckett.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about people's anonymity and emails.
No, I know. All
as
right,
much as
so,
you.
So this is Helen Bacon. Hi, Rob and Josh. Was it worth it?
Is it Bacon or you made that up?
It is. Her name's Helen Bacon. Okay. Was it worth it?
Helen Bacon. That's a tough name, isn't it? Helen Bacon. Yeah. Two worst things in the world to a vegan, Helen Bacon. Look at that. That was quick, wasn't it?
That was good. You
fucking
see, that's the
hell.
Thing. Just it comes in your head and out it comes.
Do you know what? Sometimes I'm just not really aware of how good I am.
Hi, Rob and Josh. This is my 152-month-old, which is 12.
It feels too many months for a
120. 100. Yeah, no, it is right. Yeah, she's okay. Almost 13. I love the podcast and can often be seen laughing out loud listening to it as I go for a run. Gets me some funny looks, but who cares? Thanks for being so sexy and relatable. Helen, 38, from Bedfordshire. Been to Bedfordshire, Rob?
Only for the bacon.
Yeah.
Bedfordshire bacon, it's known for that. I had a curry last night, Kentish lamb, it said on the menu. I've never really had a county-specific lamb request in my life.
No, but did it feel like you were eating one of your own?
It tasted a bit like fumes from the A20. So, pretty Kentish. No, that was lovely. It was very nice, actually.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. We should say, people have spoken and we've listened, haven't we? We always listen, within reason. So we've removed, or Michael has, the sound effects from the theme tune.
Yes. The dog barking, the alarms.
Yeah. Tell me, Rob, when was the last time you heard that theme tune? I'd say the last time I heard that theme tune was heavily during lockdown.
What I'd say is I found out about the alarms and dogs in the intro now. I don't listen back. I assume it's good. People keep listening. I assume it's fine.
People keep telling me.
I'd say Michael's not been overloaded with notes in the 3 year. I'm not sort of a hands-on guy. Do you know what I mean? I'm not one of those actors that wants to get behind the camera and direct.
No.
You know, I'm very much, you know.
I'd say as a producer, Michael isn't one of those people that gives you a huge amount of direction, and I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're not having debriefs after the record.
No, it's very rare we sit down and he goes, you two, like, there's a few things you've been doing wrong. Occasionally, he'll politely tell me that I'm far too far from the mic, and I will forget that within 3 minutes.
Quite fundamental stuff. You still haven't bought headphones.
No, but the good news is, Rob, I sent a picture of a microphone to Michael yesterday and said, should I buy this new microphone?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to invest in a new microphone. And he said, I think you should buy one of those. I am, yeah. New year, new me. So people will be able to hear me.
And what are you getting? Should I get the same as you?
Well, Michael then came back and said that I should buy one of those ones.
Sorry, was that a little man in your room or was that you coughing?
That was me. What do you mean? Was that a little man? I'm a little man.
It sounded like Rob Brydon doing the man in a box.
I was trying to cover it up.
It's like when you got a little bit of nut in your mouth, you sort of pretend you're not eating yogurt. Well, that's the thing, you're going to get caught out now because we're recording these, so we're going to get better cameras as the year goes on, but we're recording these and you look like Doc from Back to the Future of your hair.
What do you mean?
So basically what we're doing is we're recording.
Oh, why is my hair like that?
I know, so this is going to be quite funny because we're recording ourselves, but we don't like seeing each other, so we're minimising Zoom.
Yeah.
But what you do is, Josh, when the show's on, you put your hands through your hair and it gets bigger and bigger and you don't realise you're doing it because the camera's off.
Look at this.
But this will be quite interesting. And you're going to get a lot of video footage of me just sort of looking around the room like that when you're talking. But I'm still listening. It's just who I am, Josh.
Yeah, just who you are, exactly.
Who I am. So we've been listening. It's a new series. We're back. It's a new year. We're going to talk about your Christmas, end of your second part of your Christmas and your new year, Josh. And then on Friday, I'll talk about the second part of my Christmas and new year. And we'll be back with guests next week. But we do want to hear from you. If there's anything you want from the podcast, any things you want to know more about or we don't cover or things we forgot to update you on, so any things that you want to hear us talk about, let us know. Because, you know, we're here to serve you. I'm not listening back, so there's no point me doing things.
No, it's very difficult for me and Rob to critique the show.
I am categorically not watching it or listening to it.
And also, the most galling thing, I love podcasts. This is one of the few podcasts I never listen to.
The greatest tragedy, Josh, is you'll never be able to experience your own gifts and talent. That's the real tragedy of Josh Widdicombe is you'll never be able to buy a Josh Widdicombe ticket.
The problem for me, Rob, is I'm the only comedian peddling the kind of 90s nostalgic shit that I'd be really into.
You'd love you.
I'd love me. Would you like your act?
I think I would. When sometimes comedians get told off for laughing at their own jokes, it's sort of a bit of a thing. I just sort of think, well, if I don't think it's funny, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to find it funny, haven't I? There's no point bringing it up.
Exactly. Welcome to the new year. We should also say we've got a really exciting thing that we are launching as part of the show this year that we're just going to tease, that we tease towards the end. That's another new feature.
Oh, yeah. That's coming later in the year. So better quality video cameras are coming. Yeah. A better quality mic. Send me the link to that mic and I'll get it.
Yeah.
And
well, I was going to say, Michael wants me to get one on an arm, like I'm a kind of American shock jock.
I've got an arm. I've got it. So my setup at the moment, I've got headphones from my old iPhone when it used to take a headphone jack from, I'd probably say, 2011.
Yeah.
I've got an arm thing that I bought off Amazon for $5.99, which is, I'll be honest with you, not fit for purpose, really. Doesn't really stand in the right position. And I've got a microphone that I found in my drawer that I got given from something. That's the situation at the moment.
Be honest, Rob, did you steal it from Radio 2?
Let's not get bogged down about which radio station, but if the timeline matches up, then...
But there's a reason why you left
Dave
Absolute.
Barry might be knocking down my door. Anyway, so what you been up to, Josh? How's parenting been? Is your daughter back at school now? We're recording this on the 5th of Jan.
The 5th of Jan, my daughter has been back at school for 45 minutes.
Right.
As I speak.
Some people kids broke up really late, didn't they, this year?
Yeah.
Up north, my mates in Newcastle, the kids were like still in school till like the 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I don't
exactly.
know if they go
and
back
then the kids don't go back till Monday. And it's been a very nice Christmas. It's been a very busy Christmas.
Okay, go on.
So what we've done is we rack and stacked people back to back. So there's barely been a day when we haven't got people in our house of some sort.
Right, yeah, you've hosted. You're the host of the most. You love a host.
We've hosted more than Romesh has in the last year. That is how much we've hosted.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
So I should say, what I've done again, Rob, is I've written down some headlines from my last week since we met on the day after Boxing Day.
Yep.
And I thought I'd do again. I've got the headlines and you can choose the stories in order.
Oh, yeah, come on. And are you going to make these headlines... We've learned from this. We have to try and make it exciting.
Yeah, I've written down the stories and then I've written a more fun version of the headline.
Right, okay, that's great. Oh, look at... This is good. Yeah. New year, new us. No alarm.
Okay, so the first one is called Not Again.
Okay.
Like that one? Excited by that one?
Is that the fun one?
Yeah, that's the fun one. Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to give me the headline and then the interesting version.
No, the headline... All right. Not this again. Well, that doesn't help. Right. Wait for the next one.
Okay, go on.
You shouldn't do that in the bath.
Right. That's good.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. You buying that?
Yeah.
Duck disaster.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Animal or crouching?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
How many pestos?
Okay. Oh.
And the final one is baby raver.
Baby raver. Okay. I'd say that's fine. I think that could be... I think you couldn't work for a tabloid with those.
No. Do you think I need to punch them up a bit more? Not this a fucking again.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that in the fucking bath.
Yeah, you're just saying
oh,
fucking.
Oh, no, a bloody duck. Shit. Okay, oh, yeah. My God, I'm drowning in pesto.
Oh, drowning. See, that's made it... I think you're missing a little bit more jeopardy in the headline. That's all I'm saying. But or a pun.
So, what are you going to go with?
Can we go for pestos, please?
So, Rob?
Yeah.
We're going to go back in with some high-end, you know... The audience are here for high drama.
Yep.
I cleaned out my fridge, Rob.
Okay, here we go. Right, yep. What kind of fridge you got? A little one-doorer?
It's a one door for the fridge and then a door next to it for the freezer.
Full length, both of them?
Full length, both of them.
Nice. Yeah. Full length freezer's a real treat.
Fridge bigger than freezer. And then the top shelf of the fridge is jars.
Jars, yeah, which... classic. Always weird, though, because they're heavy. Really, they should be low. Mine are top as well.
Yeah, it could kill someone if you drop one of them on a baby.
Yeah, what am I doing
Yeah. And also, they're not the thing you need. That. Yeah, you're right. It is. Talk me through the arrangement of your fridge, Rob. Happy New Year.
Top shelf, jars. Then it's sort of... And then bottom drawer, vegetables and fresh stuff. There's like a little drawer.
Those plastic drawers, they're called something like the vegetable freshening drawers. As if they do anything.
It's got some sort of high-end science behind it, but it's full of fucking water whenever I go near it. I don't know why. Don't sound very fresh to me. It's like first lockdown watching my salad in. Anyway, and then the middle is a bit of a mishmash, but if we're on top of it, we have a sort of dairy, sort of a couple of dairy ones where it's like yogurts and stuff like that. And then below it is all cheese. And then we have sort of cooked meats. And then there'll be like a raw meat little shelf. And then milk and the heavy things at the bottom that need to go in like on their side before they're open to go in the door bit.
Right.
But if I'm honest, it just turns into an absolute free-for-all after a while.
Yeah, it's a total free-for-all. Jars is clear. Veg is clear. We've got a cheese drawer at the top of our drawer.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Eggs in there? Eggs in there? Are they on the side?
Eggs in the door. Eggs in the door.
Oh, no, we go room temp egg.
Do you? Yeah, I've heard about these people.
We're not refrigerating an egg, mate. They've been stuck on the chicken's arse. They'll be all right.
The chicken tried to keep one warm, if anything.
Exactly. Unless it's got a cold arse. I've never been near one. Couldn't tell you, but they look warm.
So, went through the jars, Rob.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not going to give you a guess on this because I don't want you to ruin it by going too high. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Six. Six old pestos.
Six pestos? Too much pesto?
That six half-finished pestos in the fridge.
Is there mould in there at any point?
In some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've all just shimmied to the back. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've never done a full jar of pesto.
No one's ever done a full jar of pesto,
Rob. It's too much pesto. Just do smaller. They should do smaller pesto jars like they do with baked beans. You know, the little ones you microwave.
Do you know what, Rob? Do you know what? This just jogged my memory. I tried material on this in the last tour and it didn't go anywhere.
What, pesto so jars?
On the fact no one's ever finished a pesto.
What fucking hell? That made the show?
No, of course not.
Okay, but okay. No, just because... Well, obviously I've seen it, I just can't remember that bit.
Yeah, of course.
So six pestos.
Can people at home beat me for six pestos in your fridge?
No, there's no one more middle class than you that listens to this with six pestos or the space for six pestos.
Or a worse haul when you're cleaning out your fridge for an amount of things. Jams?
Yeah. I think something like a jam, maybe. I don't think anyone's going to beat anything in a jar that you've got more than six of. That can't be beaten, Josh. You've got as many pestos as I've got bins.
And Rob, doesn't that just sum us up as people?
So right, next one, right? Because that is that done, or have you got more on that?
No. Well, I did when I was trying to get the stand-up show away, but actually, none of it proved worthwhile. I totally forgotten that bit. I might try it next time I do a tour. Anyway,
I told my mum off the other day for telling me a bad anecdote.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't got the time for it.
What was the anecdote?
I was on a plane and I had my headphones in, the little AirPod things, wires. And she said, oh, those little wireless ones. I went, yep. But I've had to take, she gets bored, so I've had to take my headphone out to talk to her because she's bored now. She had a sleep. Yeah, and she goes, oh, yeah, so my neighbour, he said to me, I've lost one of my little AirPods. I thought I dropped it by your car, but I can't find it anywhere. Can you have a look for it? And she went, well, anyway, later on, I went in and told Dave, and I said, oh, he rang in next door. He's lost his AirPod, little black little headphone thing. And my dad went, oh, I saw that by the car floor, and I put it in the car. I didn't know what it was. And I went, Mum, I don't want to hear that. That's, what is that? That's not a story, is it, Josh?
What did she say when you said that?
I went, is that all the story? She went, yeah. I went, it's not good enough, Mum.
It's not good enough.
It's not. We operate in the Beckett's a high level of banter, and that's not. I'm afraid life's too short to be interrupted to be told that. If it come up in conversation, I'd half let her off. But to force someone into a conversation they don't want to have on a plane, I don't think that's enough. Do you?
I don't know it's ever going to come up in conversation as well. To be honest, how's it? Unless you lost one AirPod, then I'd say fair enough.
Fair enough. Not, yeah, exactly. Anyway, sorry, go on, Josh. What's next?
Do you know
next?
What? Someone left their AirPods at my house. Oh, God, this is... I just turned into your mum.
All right,
Sue Beckett. Is that what's going to happen if either of us goes down a blind alley now for a while?
Well, no, right, that's Sue the thing. Beckett. My mum's great. She's got
She's
great
a good
chat.
Anecdotalist. Anyone who's heard the audiobook knows that she can absolutely turn them out.
Exactly. But, and when I've got respect for you, I'll pull you up on it. If I don't pull you up on it, then I just know you've got nothing. You've got nothing in the tank. It's like shouting at a footballer that's not good enough. There's no point. Yeah. There's nothing. No, exactly. There's nowhere for him to go. I know my mum's got the minerals. She just needs to believe in herself more and go, do you know what? I've got better ones than that. Back yourself. And she will. And she'll come back from this. And she'll get a good run of form.
When are you next seeing her?
In about 2 weeks.
Okay. Remember to give us on the podcast an update on what anecdote your mum leads with and whether it goes down well. Whether she's pulled herself together.
Yeah, sure, fair enough. I'll get one off her. Don't you worry about that. I've actually got quite a good anecdote from my mum that she gave me about my dad.
Hit me up.
Right, so my dad burnt his nose, right? He's got a big burn on his nose, right? And all pseudocreme all around his nose, right? He looks like he's been like bobbing for apples in a trifle, right? His nose is covered in cream. I mean,
how's
wrong with
his nose?
Here it comes. My mum told me this. The kettle was boiling in a hotel room.
No.
He thought it was burning. He just thought the kettle was burning. It was broken. It was burning. And there was all smoky, steamy stuff coming out of it. What? And he thought, oh, is that steam from it boiling or is that smoke from a fire?
Oh, my God, that is incredible.
So he went up to the kettle, sniffed it. Guess what it was?
Yeah, it was steam.
It was steam. So... Fucking moron. Oh,
that is incredible.
When he used to fix the washing machine, if it was broken, he'd leave the electrics on because he wouldn't know if he'd fixed it or not, if the electrics were off.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So he'd fix the one. He'd be in a pool. I've seen him be thrown across the kitchen on the floor in a pool of water, being electrocuted because he was doing it with it on.
God,
He cuts himself all the time on stuff, and he's like that. If he ever does anything in the garden, he'll come back with a cut arm. I don't know what it is. And he's a kettle. He just thought, I want to find out if that's burning or not. I better smell it. And what he did was sniff boiling steam.
Incredible.
Incredible. Sorry, go. But that's, you know, it's punchy. It's better than a lost headphone, isn't it? Right, let's get back to yours. Baby Ravers?
Baby Raver. Okay, this is a video. So we've put some toys in my son's cot to try and delay him in the morning.
Some toys in there for when he wakes up, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, here's another anecdote I've just found on my phone. That I look. Rob, do you want
to
know...
I need to stop calling them anecdotes. It's putting too much pressure on them.
Okay. I've just got to tell you this.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who I would say is more your type of person than mine, but I love him.
Right. Okay.
He texted me. Can you imagine something less like me? I got engaged recently. Are you coming to my stag do's? I'm going to have 3.
I like him.
Yeah. I said, I saw, congratulations. 3 stag do's? What are you thinking? Like, what are you think for them? Number one, Vegas, (brackets), or cheap European alternative. Lost his nerve quite quickly on that, didn't he?
He's already back down.
Number two.
Has he got kids?
No. Number two, messy London pub crawl for the oldies.
Yep.
Number 3, Butlins.
He don't need 3 of them. I get the London one and then one further afield for older people or people that don't want to travel. I haven't got as much money. But what's Butlins chucked in at the end?
Yeah, I was like, what, Butlins? And he replied, yeah, done Butlins in the summer. 90s garage weekender, Artful Dodger, fucking class.
I think he should just do Butlins.
Do you think I should sign you up for all three of them, Rob?
I think it's a bit of a soft sell.
What do you mean?
He wants Butlins, but I think if he's got mates like you, he thinks you're going to be snobby about it. So he's sort of floating Vegas European, but actually he wants to go Butlins and then get pissed up in London. And I want to come. My brother had his stag doing Butlins. It's a great laugh.
Yeah, well, there we go.
We all dressed up as wrestlers.
Did you?
Yeah. I went as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Did you? Which one's a Stone Cold Steve? I'm not into wrestling. I know Hulk Hogan.
Bald bloke in a vest. Yeah, no, so it was fun. It is fun. I reckon he should do London for oldies and people that can't get away for the weekend and then do Butlins.
I just think I'm going to just do London, Rob. Imagine me going to Rose. I'm sorry, I'm away for 3 weekends.
Can I say something to you, Josh? You'll be more famous in Victoria Park with your child than in Butlins. No one will give a fuck. It's like me going to the British Museum. I'll be left alone all day.
Right, I'm going to send you a video now, Rob.
Yeah.
So we left some toys in my son's cot in the hope of him just entertaining himself in the morning, and he now does it. But we can hear them, obviously. And so one of them is the stick, you know the stick from Hey Dougie and the stick song?
Yeah.
So basically my son's having a rave on his own every morning. Let me just send this to you. This is what comes through.
The kids go mad for the stick song when you see Hey Dougie live.
But this is what you're woken up with at 7 a.m.
Oh, can I just stop us for a second though, Josh? The glory days. We get up at like 7 now.
Yeah.
Remember, my mum was still getting up with me at 4 a.m. for about four more years.
I know. It's mental. But yeah, here we go.
So he just sits there playing that and it's coming on the monitor.
He sits there playing that and dancing to it for about 45 minutes.
Brilliant. Can you mute the monitor?
Well, we could turn off the monitor, Rob, but...
Turn off the monitor? You'll be able to hear him if he cries.
You'll be able to hear him. Or do you think we're actually post-monitor? Are we in a world of post-monitor?
No, but I don't think you need to have the volume on the monitor when a child's playing with a stick toy for 45 minutes in the morning.
Do you think?
Just turn the volume off. Still watch him.
Oh, my God, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to watch
him. So what are you doing at the moment, then? You just watch him for 45 minutes?
No, I just go back to sleep because I can sleep through it. Do you know what I mean?
Turn the volume off. You'll hear him. Open your door and you'll hear him if he cries.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Rob, it's fucking brilliant, mate. It's so good. I know we're not meant to talk about good things, but I know we're not meant to talk about things that go right in parenting, but the lying... of the extra 45 minutes from him playing with that and his Iggle Piggle toy is unbelievable.
So what time does your daughter get up?
About 7:30.
You're living a fucking charmed life, you are.
I know, Rob.
My kids are up at 6 every day. Yeah, but you know, some kids are go-getters and will achieve stuff in life. Others will be little lazy layabouts in bed all morning. Do you know what I mean? So it's what you want from your kid, really. Suffer now, Rob. And then in the future, you know. Otherwise, you know, they'll be there at 25, still laying in fucking bed, the losers.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm quite happy with that. Quite happy with that. Do you want, you shouldn't do that in the bath, duck disaster, or not again.
Okay, let's go not again. Let's build towards bath.
Okay. Not again.
Not against your weakest headline, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And it's the weakest anecdote as well.
Oh,
but
perfect.
I just thought I needed to tell you this because I thought you'd absolutely destroy me for it.
Okay.
I did 7 straight days in Victoria Park, Rob.
Why, Josh?
7 straight days.
Well, every morning. You are living in a self-imposed lockdown. We're in 2023, you're in March 2020, Josh. Why are you doing it? It must be so boring.
Rob, it's so boring.
Just drive him to another park.
I can't be bothered to drive him to another park. Why is another park any better than Victoria Park?
Because it's different.
A park's a fucking park.
Yes, but otherwise you'll go insane and start eating your own shit, Josh. I would. At least drive him to a shopping centre, walk around the shops with him or something. Inside,
but the thing is, he just needs to be run like a dog. This is the thing.
How long
did
you park for?
A couple of hours.
It's not a way to... I just don't think it's a way to live, Josh. There must be other things you can do with him. Isn't he bored? Soft play. Book the soft play. Take him soft play. He'll love that.
I know, but I never get round to it.
You've had 7 fucking days soft, Josh. Should get round to it. Just drive to a soft play and pay £4, £8, whatever it is.
But I don't.
You don't? Yeah, we know you don't. Why?
I don't know why I don't.
It's so weird, Josh. It's really fucking weird. And everyone's thinking it. And I'll say it to your face. It's really fucking weird just to take a 1.5-year-old to a park every day for 2 hours. It's good that you're getting him. It's going to be like California Man, this kid. He doesn't know there's another world. There's a film called California Man where a caveman is unfrozen in LA and he has to experience the world and he doesn't know how to live in it. A bit like Demolition Man when Stallone's in the future.
Yeah, I love Demolition Man.
He's going to go to school and kids, they're going to be saying things to him. He's like, what? All his world is the park. My dog.
No, it's not.
My dog has had more days out than your kid. He's been down to Whitstable for a run. He loves it.
It was Christmas.
I know, but look, it's a bit of fresh air, but I do think you could change it. You'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, I know, Rob. But the first 3 days, I really enjoyed.
Okay, so what do you do, same lap round and then the
no,
same suite?
No, I mix it up, Rob. There's fair a big enough, park sure. and a small park. There's two different cafes.
Sure, okay,
there's
fair enough.
Two separate duck ponds.
So God. You can sort of go into different places of it. Maybe it's a bigger part, but I just think surely like a little a soft play. If you stick him in a soft play, I mean, I suppose yeah, you can run around that and you can just have a coffee.
I know the soft play. The nearest soft play doesn't have parking.
Right? How far's that soft play? What kind of soft play doesn't have parking?
I'm in zone 2, Rob.
Oh, it's a terrible place. Saw people just walking to the soft play, all sad with their buggy in the cold, getting the bus.
Oh, God.
7 days in a row. So what are you doing with him today? Is he back at nursery now?
Oh, he's back at nursery, Rob.
Yeah. One of the 3 places he's been.
No, I've taken him to the Westfield, Rob.
Fair enough, you've been to the Westfield.
I've taken him to Epping Forest.
Okay, you've done a few, yeah. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. I'd say one, it is a difficult age because they can't. You're on them all the time. If you know somewhere that's safe and they enjoy it,
he brings his fucking shoes into this kitchen if it's 10 a.m. and he hasn't left the house. And I think,
yes,
oh God, I haven't planned for this. And again,
do you think
I'm just
though
going
maybe
to the park.
Maybe if you took
I can
him somewhere different,
that's going to happen.
Well, you know that's going to happen. But if you took him somewhere different, he might be more mentally stimulated and more tired because there's new stuff going on.
Oh, he's always tired, Rob.
Oh,
he's
is he? Okay.
So you take him to the park, he's out like a bloody light. He sleeps all right. But every morning, like fucking Groundhog
Day. He brings his shoes.
He brings his shoes. And I go to the park. And on about day 6, that was the first day I took the headphones out. Guilt-free.
Yeah, guilt-free headphones on. Fair enough.
Guilt-free headphones on.
And does your daughter not want to come? She's not bought. She's done with
my
the park.
My daughter, if you didn't ask her if she wanted to go out, she would never leave the house. In her whole life, she's never suggested leaving the house. When we had COVID and we were locked in for 10 days, she didn't even notice.
Really?
Given she's, less of a shit. She's more than happy with all the toys, the craft, the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
The dressing up, etc. in the house. She doesn't give a shit about going out. My son hates his own home.
Well, look, if he enjoys the park every day and it's easy, do it. But
no,
I just think
Rob,
for your
you're
own
right,
head.
You're right. I'm gonna mix just, it up. I'm gonna mix
but
it
also,
up this weekend. I think we're signing him up to Kiddie Kicks as well. Charles
oh, that'd be
football.
Good. Yeah, that'll be. I just think.
Do you know where that is, Rob?
Where's that? Victoria Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But that's fine. It doesn't. The park's not the problem. At least he's doing something different there. But I know what it's like, though. I forget now mine are a bit easier, a bit older. But when you find something they like and you know it's going to tire them out and it's stress-free, but it is quite...
Exactly.
I'm a bit more chilled about it. But Lou, sometimes doesn't want to go somewhere new or park somewhere. And she's always taking the kids places. But if you do find it a bit... You get a bit anxious about taking them somewhere new. I totally get it. But I think you'll enjoy it more if you found a thing to do.
No, I don't get anxious, Rob. I'm just disorganised.
Right, OK. That's different, OK.
I don't get anxious.
Couldn't give a shit. Drive anywhere, but you just haven't booked it. Fair enough.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. There's a double swing in the park, Rob, where one heart is meant to be for two kids, but you can put one kid on it, and the adult can go on the other half of the swing, and you're guilt-free swinging.
Also, what I'd say as well, Josh, is, like, if anyone had an excuse to go and do other things for content, it would be me and you.
Yes, but
for
he's
a
not
man,
gonna fucking enjoy the fucking city farm.
It's not about you. It's not about them enjoying it. It's about you not enjoying it and reporting back. Josh.
Well, that's why I'm going to the park, Rob, because I knew you'd haul me over the coals.
But well, maybe challenge yourself to once a week, do something different with him.
Well, I'm obviously normally I'm not doing 14 days in a row with him, Rob. Duck disaster happened in the park.
Duck disaster. Okay, here it goes.
That was park based.
Yep.
He had his roll stolen by a duck. I've never seen anything like it.
What kind of roll? Pesto?
No, like a kind of bun. I bought him a bun from the cafe. He was holding it. And a duck literally walked up and stole it out of his hand and waddled off. And he gave chase. It was like a fucking Beano cartoon. We couldn't believe it had happened.
Did he catch it?
No, of course it's a duck. It can go out. It's like chasing a hovercraft. The moment they go in the water, you're fucked.
Did you chase it as well out of instinct, like straight off the bat?
No, I chased him to make sure he didn't go in the water. So there was like a duck being chased by a baby, being chased by a man, and then a pram just left in the middle of the road.
I'd love it as well if you'd forgot your card as well, and then the person at the bakery is chasing you with your card. So that'd be a full sitcom part. Oh, and did the duck enjoy the bun?
Well, it's quite sugary, but, you know, I suppose I shouldn't have given it to my 18-month-old son. But
yeah, if it's too much for a duck, then your kid should be having it, really. I think that's the rule.
Yeah, it was big in its mouth. I'm sorry, not mouth, beak.
Well, no, they've got the beak on the end, the rest of it, but it must be the mouth inside the beak.
They've still got mouths, haven't they? Yeah.
Do ducks have mouths? Here we go. 2023 is coming. Do ducks have mouths? Here we go. The duck pulls the vegetator into its mouth. Yeah. Yeah, they've got a mouth.
I always make a little bet with myself as to what Michael's going to call the episode. Never get it right. And this time it's do ducks have mouths?
Right, next one is the bath.
Yeah.
We're on a roll here. I love it when you get your little headlines, Josh. Is this quite a subtle PR for your new show in Ish where you become local journalists?
No, but do watch that. It's all available as a Sky box set, Rob.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is the show, Josh and Nish?
It's called Hold the Front Page. It's out on Sky. Thank you for all the nice comments, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I hate new shows coming out, Rob. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it exposing. I find it awkward. But I'm trying to be more Beckett.
Yeah, mate. You've got to go
for Beckett. Rob Beckett is cool as a cucumber when things come out. You just go, yeah, fine, whatever, what will be, will be.
Well, it is what it is. People either like it, they don't, yeah, Josh. It's
exactly.
A waste of time.
And I'm like, but what if what will be... It's not what I want to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then there's still nothing you can do about it. You just have to accept it.
No, there's nothing. So I'm being more Beckett.
All right,
so I'm
okay.
Just chilled out about it.
Yeah, you sound
also,
it.
Also, Rob, it's been... Do you know what's been really exciting, Rob?
Go on.
When I turn on my Sky...
Yeah.
It's just... For the last week, it's been you, and then it's been Romesh, and then it's been Romesh and Catherine, and then it's been Catherine, and then it's been me and Nish...
Yeah.
We're like the main people now.
I tell you what, Sky love a blonde boy and an Asian, don't they?
They love a blonde boy and an Asian.
They're like dog breeders trying to get a cockapoo out of us.
So go, do watch it.
Yeah,
thank
watch
you very
that.
Much, everyone. I did the one show to promote it, Rob. I've got to tell you this.
Oh, go on. You're at the one show without me?
Because I'm allowed on it without you, Rob.
Oh, yes. Have we spoke about this?
Yeah, I think we did, that you got banned from the one show and then you went on without me. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was on the one show last night. The end of the one show is... I think that the host of The One Show do an incredible job. I find it the most chilled out show I'm ever on because I'm like, they're going to talk to me for about 3 minutes and then go to a VT and I just sit here. And then, so I'm on there, talk about Hold the Front Page, and then it gets to the end. I talk about, we talked about our tour as well, Rob. And then yep. Alex Jones said to me, oh yeah, I'm doing your podcast in 2 weeks. I was like, yeah, I know. I had no idea she was, but I was delighted.
That's good though. She'll be a great guest. Who else was presenting?
JJ, Jermaine Genius.
Oh yeah, we've had him on as well.
We've had him on. And he said to me, I keep getting stopped in the street by people because of your podcast. Thank you very much. Because normally all they want to talk to me about is football. So it gets to the end of The One Show, Rob. You know when they've got another minute left and they do the texts in or the tweets in?
Yeah.
The gear change between the two tweets is like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Go on. See, I struggle. That's why I struggle on it, though, because my face goes before my brain stops.
I was so glad I wasn't in shot. I couldn't believe this happened.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, because you're like, I'd say this is the best piece of presenting to be able to do this change.
Yeah.
Alex Jones. We've got a tweet from Paul who says, I love Josh's comedy and I can't wait for his new show. And I'm going to say it. Probably. Thanks, Paul, but not if that's the best tweet you're getting in. And then the second tweet.
Yeah, there's not a lot of options. We need one from Josh and then one.
Thank you, Paul. So.
That, can I tell you something, Josh? Can I tell you something? The producers have made that up. No one's messaged. Yeah. That's the panic generic one. God,
because I thought it was
on.
Odd that the guy that briefed me earlier was called Paul as well. But
I've seen all your stuff. Had to do it for the research on the show. Great to have you here. So let's quick run through what we're going to do today.
So you're sat there. Alex Jones goes, got a tweet from Paul. I love Josh's comedy and can't wait for his new show. And then Jermaine Genius goes, we've got a tweet from Susan who says, my daughter was badly burned by an exploding candle. And so I'm glad you've covered this on the show. Thank you for watching the show tonight. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah, how'd you say? Because you're going all jolly from the comedian to something that brutal.
It cut to me on the jolly first one. I was like smiling away. The moment Gina started, I couldn't believe it was happening.
But also, people that have just tuned in that may not know you may think, well, is he the comedian or is he the bloke that's been speaking about exploding candles?
I know. It was like, if you hadn't caught the start of the show, I've been bad. Anyway. That is the whole show, though.
I don't know if it is a good sign of a presenter or it's a sign that someone could be a sociopath if they wanted to be.
Well, we'll ask Alex when she's on.
I'm
going to
ask Alex and go, look, we think, it is great presenting. That's a given. However, to be able to do that, do you think you could also be a sociopathic killer? Move between that emotion like that?
What point in the interview do you think we should drop that in? Opening question or do you think
I'm happy to open with that.
Okay, cool.
And I think Alex will take that on the chin and take it well.
Yeah, I think so. She'll laugh at anything. She's put up with a lot of shit on that show.
I tell you what. Talk about Harry Kane at Tottenham, but about Leticia at Southampton. She has presented for that show with some absolute shit. And she's
when were you on it, Rob?
Carrying... I presented it once, and I the whole time was... Rob, if you're yourself here, you're going to end your career. And I don't think that's the best way to approach a job. If you relax and be yourself, this is the end of your career. I'm all right as a guest sometimes, but presenting it, I just think I can't do the serious jumps well enough.
No. I think you would have struggled with reading out that tweet at the end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And there's a reason why when the Queen sadly passed, I had a little break from Radio 2. I cannot do morning.
It's awkward because your kids get up at 6 a.m.
Oh, yes. We're back. Yeah.
We're back. We're 2023.
I just squirted some water in my mouth on the camera because I was showing off.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Clip that up. Clip it. I've done something good, Daddy. Clip me. Show me. Clip it up and get it viral. Pathetic.
Oh. Last one, Rob.
Yeah, go on.
My son did a shit in the bath 5 days on the bounce.
The boy needs to get out of that park.
No, that's not related. Surely. It's not a
dirty
protest.
He's essentially living in solitary.
He's not Bobby Sands.
Well, I think they get into a bit of a routine, and he's too young to sort of tell you, isn't he? So, what's dislodged the excuse the pun? Well, what's changed it up?
He stopped. He just stopped, or I thought he did. Day six, I was like, I'm ready for this. Because I talked about the first couple of days on here, didn't I? But it continued.
Yeah.
But I'd got into a routine, fish it out early, get him out. He'd get
because you toyed with leaving it in there, didn't you, for a bit?
Yeah, well, I did do that, and it was an error.
Yeah. Quick advice to listeners, if anyone shits in the bath, get it out straight away. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'd say, human, animal, or adult, or child. If there is shit in the bath, get it out as soon as possible.
Sure, ASAP.
That sounds like a bit in the One Show, actually. that sounds like one of their consumer bits.
Thank you very much to Josh Whittaker, who's been talking about how to remove excrement from a bath, whether it be from a child or adult.
Now, anyway, here is Ian McKellen to talk about his new panto. He just stopped. I think the hot water relaxed him, and he just got into a routine of it. Anyway, the last day of it, took him out. I'm like, I've beaten it. He's not shat in the bath.
Yeah.
Took him into his room. Was just setting him up to change his nappy. He stood up. I look up, and there is some shit coming out of his bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. oh my God. I've just got a text that is perfect for this show.
Go on.
Rose has just texted me. Our son just opened the car door on a motorway.
You not put the child lock on?
Well, I don't know. He's only 18 months.
Well, who's driving then? She can't drive.
No, she's being driven to she's driving with a mate to the vets.
Right, okay, so yeah.
Our cat's got to go to the vets today.
Right, cat's going to the vet. Beryl?
Yeah, she's just got to have her kidneys flushed. Yeah.
Is that regular then, the flushing of the kidneys?
Every quarter.
I mean, that's a good friend. Do you mind driving me and my 18-month-old and Beryl the cat to the vet? She's a good friend.
I'll get more details on that next time for the next podcast.
Lovely. Right? Your cat is getting more time out of the house than your child.
Well, no wonder he tried to open the door, mate. He was on the A12. He couldn't believe.
He's a prisoner. He's trying to escape.
Yeah, this is my chance. So he had poo coming out of his arse.
Yeah. God. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, no. So I wiped that, and then I looked around, and there was just a perfect log in the middle of the floor.
Oh, he'd done it as you carried him out.
Well, I don't know. It was just on the bedroom floor. I'd just been faffing, and he'd just done a perfect log in the middle of the bedroom floor. And do you know what? That is worse than in the bath.
Yeah,
you don't You don't ever think you'll miss your son pooing in the bath.
But that's what you got to. You were longing for the days.
That's the world I'm living in.
Oh, why can't it just be back when he was shitting in the bath? And had it got into the carpet, or could you get it up quick?
Do you know what? It was perfectly formed, so it didn't even leave a mark on the carpet.
Did you give it a wipe, or just didn't even need to?
I did give it a wipe.
Yeah.
Because let's put it this way.
You
I'm going to say on the show that I gave it a wipe.
You didn't give it a wipe, did you?
I didn't give it a wipe, no.
So you haven't cleaned shit up off the floor?
I gave it a wipe.
You didn't give it a wipe?
So that's the end of the episode.
You didn't give it a wipe.
Are we going to do a small business shout out?
You didn't give it a wipe.
What?
You didn't wipe it up.
No, there was no mark.
Mm. Have you heard about germs?
Have I heard about germs?
You can't always see them.
Oh, here he comes, Mr. Muscle.
Just saying, I would have give it a spray or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll go and do it now. A week on.
No. When was a week on? Give it a little spray. Just to say you've done it. Does Rose know there was a poo on the floor?
Oh, she will now. Oh, yeah, she knows there was a poo on the floor, yeah.
But she would have assumed that you'd cleaned it. It'd be quite interesting to hear what she says about this.
Well, maybe we will at some point.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Should we do a small business shout out?
Yeah. Rob, I've got to say it. I loved being back.
Me too.
It feels fresh.
It's good to have that little break. Ah, here we go.
Oh, this is a good one for you, Rob.
Go on.
Dear Rob and Josh, big fans of the podcast, books and stand-up, and have tickets to come see you at the O2 next year. Could you please shout for my sister's colouring book series to help with mental health? She's just starting.
Go on.
You love colouring, don't you? And you
do
find it helps with mental health. She trained as an illustrator, but life and kids took over, and she's coming back swinging with books to help adults. Her colouring books are full of humour and positivity to support mental health and mindfulness. You can search her name on Amazon, Roisin or Roisin, O'Doherty. So that is R-O-I-S-I-N, O apostrophe D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. R-O-I-S-I-N space O apostrophe D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. And all three of her books should pop up. Two of the books are for adults, but other is family friendly. Thank you very much, Rich. That is good, isn't it, Rob?
Very good for mental health.
Are you still colouring?
I still colour. I'm still colouring, baby. Yeah, I've got a little book in my bag. I did loads when I was in Australia. It's hard to do it when you've got the kids over Christmas because they want to join in and they ruin it a bit, Josh. They're not, yeah. They're good colouriners, but they're just not operating at my level.
They're not at the top level.
They'll get there. They'll get there, but it's good. Yeah. So I've been colouring in on their stuff. Right, here we go. Hello, I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer-inner. I'd like to say a shout-out for two of my close friends who run a virtual reality arcade in Oxford called Reality Drop VR. Ooh. It's only the two of them, and they've managed to create a small but successful business from scratch. So they cater for all ages and can set up corporate events off-site too. Think work Christmas parties where you can be immersed in another world. You can find them on Instagram, VR Reality Drop. Thank you for the shout. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now, and I have to hide my giggles when I'm in the gym or out for a walk. Kate, can I say something, Josh? A lot of people say they laugh when they run, and they love run. They love going for a run and listening. How the fuck can anyone be in a position to laugh while running? When I'm running, I'm just surviving.
Yeah, I'm far from laughing. It's unbelievable.
I've never laughed when I've run in my life.
No.
It's just not a place for laughter.
I did laugh last time I ran, Rob.
Yeah.
But I was chasing a child who was chasing a duck who had a bun in his mouth.
Yeah, but like if you go for it, well done. If you're fit enough to be able to run, listen to something, and laugh, fucking well done. But I've never been able to listen to something and laugh while running. But then again, I don't listen to this.
No, exactly. It's not for us.
So maybe we're the anomaly. And we can't listen back, so, you know, maybe that's it. But well done. If you're running and you're going out there and if you're starting your fitness regime this year, remember, it's a long process, not instant results. Be kind to yourself. Take your time. You'll get there eventually. And join me on my journey. I'm getting fit like Barlow this year, Josh. It's happening.
Oh, yeah? Like Ken Barlow?
Like Ken, but no, Gary Barlow. Nothing wrong with Ken Barlow's body.
Nothing wrong with Ken Barlow's body.
Nothing wrong with Ken Barlow's body. But go full Gazza. Yeah, sure, I had a curry last night, but it starts today, boy. It starts today.
Yes. I have loved being back together, Rob. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
I'll tell you about what I've been up to, New Year and all that. Did you do anything
excited
for New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Let's talk about that as well.
Why don't I weave that in next time?
To my New Year's. Okay, let's do that. Right, perfect. See you later, mate.
Bye.
Bye.